Senator Hawley.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Ellison, going after
let me start
Keith
with
Ellison.
You. You're the Attorney General of the state of Minnesota. Do I have that correct? That's a yes.
Sir, you're aware of my job. You know the answer to that.
You're not going to answer my question. Start this way. Are you the Attorney General of the state of Minnesota, yes or no?
You know the answer.
Jeez. Mr. Ellison, you're in my courtroom now. You're under oath. So I suggest that you answer my question to the chief law enforcement officer of the state of Minnesota, yes or no? Let's try another question. Are you familiar with the $9 billion in historic fraud out of your state, including the $250 million in the Feeding Our Future program alone? Are you familiar with that? Don't turn to the pages in your book to get your potted answers. Are you familiar with it, yes or no?
Yes, I am familiar with it.
Very familiar, aren't you? Because the people who ran the Feeding Our Futures program came to you in your official office in the state capitol December 11th, 2021, and asked for your help in getting investigators off their backs. They complained to you for upwards of an hour about state investigators going after them, and they begged you to help them, and you agreed to it, amazingly. And we know you did.
That's not
because
true.
It's all caught on tape.
Yeah,
every single sentence is caught on tape. Here's what you said. Let's
and
take a look.
You
said, it's
tape.
Not a question. You said to them, send me the names of all these folks who are investigating them. You said to them, send me their names. And I'll take that list, and I'll call the person over at education who is investigating them and say, what's going on? Why am I getting these complaints? Then you went on to say, I already have my team working on this. What day should we get together to discuss it again? You made pledge after pledge to them. You said, we've got to make sure this guy who's investigating them stops it. You said, you have my attention. I'm concerned about this. You said, let's go fight these people, meaning the people who were investigating the fraud.
And this is,
why'd you
is
do
this
it?
For earpiece?
Why'd you help them?
Are you going to let me answer?
Please, we're all ears.
So first of all, you're cherry picking quotes out of there.
Many, why did you help them?
I thought you were going to let me answer.
Why did you
Are
help
you
going
to let me answer?
Why did you help
You
them?
Let me answer, and I'll answer you.
Tell the truth, and I'll let you answer.
I will tell the truth.
Good.
Let's do that.
That'd be a nice change. Why did you help them?
No, that, now, see, Mr. Chairman, I didn't come here to be insulted. I came here voluntarily.
You came here for the truth. Let's
I
have
came
it.
Here,
why did you help them? The quotes
here
are here. They're
well,
in
look,
black and white, and every
yeah.
member of this audience can listen to the recording. It's 54 minutes long. It's all in public. You can Google it right now and listen
right,
to it.
And listen to
Why'd
it
Why'd you help them?
First of all, I didn't help them.
You did help them.
No, I did not. I certainly didn't.
You're saying you didn't do anything for him. You didn't.
Well, wait a minute.
I already have my team working on this again. That's not you.
My team assisted with the information that led to the prosecution and conviction of these people.
No, you didn't. You didn't lift
yes,
a finger to prosecute him. No, you did not. You
no,
didn't
because
lift a
were,
finger
it was
to prosecute
a federal
him.
Prosecution.
You had, oh, BS. You
okay.
had whistleblowers
then,
come
no, no.
to you as
no,
early as 2019.
You're the one talking BS.
Hey, listen, it's my
your
time.
Doesn't know what you're talking about,
oh,
sir.
Oh, no, sir. You
you're
now have encountered the truth and you don't
quotes.
Like it. Why'd you take their
you're
money?
The one take
Why'd
their
you
money?
Take their money?
I didn't.
You took $10,000.
No, that's a false statement.
$10,000 9 days after the meeting.
False statement.
You took $10,000. Here's
untrue.
What happened. They went to your office.
That's a
they
false statement.
They solicited money from you.
They
solicited help
office.
From you.
That's also wrong.
They came to your office.
No,
it
they
was
didn't.
Your official office. You
no, they
met
didn't.
With them for 54 minutes.
No, they
They
didn't.
Asked you for help. You pledged it to them. And they talked repeatedly about money. In fact, it's all they talked
that's
about.
A lie.
Money, 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 money.
True.
They said,
untrue.
We will put our dollars in the right place. We will support candidates that will fight to protect our interests. You replied, that's right. They said,
oh,
if you are securing your
true.
Donor base and securing your power base, you can act the way you want. You replied, money is freedom. They said the amount of money circulating. I'm reading
money
the transcript. The amount of money
no, you're
circulating
you're
in our community today is powerful. And we haven't realizing it in a meaningful way. And you said, give me the specifics. And 9 days
sir,
later, you took $10,000
that's
from people who were then indicted. It's in your reports. Why'd
sir,
you do it?
Sir, this it was
it worth it?
You know what? This is a theatrical performance.
This is the truth.
It
this
has
is what accountability
do.
Looks like, of which you've had
no,
none.
No, no,
you
fact,
helped fraudsters defraud your
lie.
State and this government of $9
sir,
billion, dollars, and
sir,
you got a
is,
fat campaign contribution
sir,
out of it.
This is completely
you ought to be indicted.
Yeah, he's like,
well,
I didn't get the money.
True.
My campaign
I think
got the money.
Made the point. Let's keep the tenor
well,
just
for the record,
long.
Oh, I'll ask how I was
lying, and that's the
all
truth.
All right, we're going to finish this. I think we've got another 3 minutes left on it, or 2 minutes left on it. We'll finish it up after the break. This is good. More theater.
Introducing Ultra DNA Revival, the advanced daily supplement designed to help you feel and perform at your absolute best, starting at the cellular level. Backed by cutting-edge mitochondrial and DNA support science, Ultra DNA Revival delivers noticeable all-day energy without stimulants or crashes, faster recovery and greater endurance, sharper focus and mental clarity, support for healthy blood sugar levels, stronger immune system function, enhanced liver health and natural detoxification, reduces everyday stress and anxiety, protection against oxidative stress, and the visible signs of aging. And again, this is a private label of an already best-selling brand that found this. Thousands of customers report feeling the difference in as little as 7 to 14 days. Right now, take advantage of our best pricing ever. VIP members, $34.95. Regular, $59.59. Save over 40% with a VIP membership for $30 a month. Experience the revival your body has been waiting for. Secure your DNA revival today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Rob Dew. Watch it live right now at band.video.
We're starting the third hour, and let's finish up with Josh Hawley and Keith Ellison, you know, in a hearing where, you know, it doesn't matter if you lie to the Congress anymore. I guess you can say whatever you want to them. Nothing will happen. Maybe a strongly worded letter from Pam Bondi, but here's the rest of it.
Was it worth it?
You know what? This is a theatrical performance. 10,000.
This is the truth. This is what accountability looks like, of which you've had none. You helped fraudsters defraud your state and this government of $9 billion, and you got a fat campaign contribution out of it. You ought to be indicted.
True.
Well, that's the truth.
I think we've made the point. Let's keep the tenor.
Well, for the record,
I'll ask how I want.
He's lying, and that's the truth.
Oh no! This is all on the record,
sir.
Did you bother to investigate where the money that you facilitated their fraud for, where it went? Do you know where it went, what it was used for, the fraudulent money? I do, because we just heard testimony about it yesterday.
Because we were key players in the investigation.
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
Listen, we need clearing centers.
National criminal organizations, to the drug trade, to drug trafficking, to child trafficking. And you took $10,000.
That's a lie.
And helped them do it.
My
you know, the other thing is, whistleblowers
came
to you as early as 2019. Let's look. As early as 2019, whistleblowers. Don't talk over me.
As early as
2019, it's my hearing, pal. As early as 2019.
Don't call me
whistleblowers
pal.
Came to you. Well, I should call you prisoner because you ought to be in jail.
Well, we'll see what you can
in
do.
In 2019, whistleblowers came to you in your office and referred to you fraud allegations from Feeding Our Futures, and you blew them off. Listen, your own state newspaper
investigated
it. The Minnesota Star Tribune, the Partners in Nutrition, brought its concerns to the Attorney General's office in 2018 and in 2019, and you did nothing. You did nothing for years. The only action you took is, once all these fraudsters came to your office and asked you to get involved
statement.
And offered you money,
did not come to
then
my
you
office.
Got involved.
They
then you
not.
Took the money, and
they
then
did,
you got involved.
They did not come to my office. You're completely wrong about that.
You met with them
I did
for
not
54
take anybody's money.
Minutes, and you took $10,000, and they also gave your family money. They gave your family thousands of dollars in campaign contributions
this is a false statement.
Let's put the
Completely untrue.
The New York Post.
Yeah, we know the New York Post.
Minnesota Keith Ellison, AG, accepted campaign donations from individuals linked to the $250 million COVID fraud scheme after they were in your office. The donations came on December 20th.
Sir,
you met with
them
on December the 11th, and on January 20th, the FBI knocked over their headquarters.
No.
That's the sequence of events here.
No, it's not.
You've been right at the center of this fraud
thing
from the beginning, and you've enabled it. And, sir,
the false
statement. You should resign.
And, sir, you should resign. I was thinking the same thing about you.
You should resign.
I was thinking the exact same thing about you.
I'm sure after encountering this truth, you are. Because it hurts to have accountability, doesn't it?
Because after this parade of lies and presentation,
time has expired.
I think you should be ashamed for misrepresentation.
Time has expired.
Misrepresentation. Listen, we need leering centers. This wasn't even about the Leering Centers. This is about COVID fraud. They were just taking COVID money and spending it how they pleased. And, you know, we saw the FBI, I guess, raid their offices. There was pictures from the FBI. There's our quality Leering Center right behind us. Wow. Well, that was nice. You know what's more interesting than that, though? Trump has lowered the prices of some groceries. Doritos have gone from $5.49 to $4.67. You want to know why? Not because of anything Trump did. It's because of what Maha did and RFK Jr. Now you can't buy junk food with your SNAP benefits, with your food stamps. PepsiCo spent $2.8 million lobbying to keep junk food eligible for food stamps. RFK got 18 states to ban SNAP purchases on soda, candy, processed snacks. Within a week, PepsiCo cut Doritos, Lay's, and Tostitos by up to 15%. The CEO blamed for affordability, but the timing tells the real story. SNAP is a $100 billion a year program. According to the USDA, 20 cents of every SNAP dollar goes to junk food. That's 20%. Frito-Lay products appeared in 7.2% of all shopping trips. The moment the government stopped subsidizing demand, PepsiCo had to compete on price. No regulation, no price caps, no antitrust probe, no subsidy. The subsidy disappeared and the market corrected overnight. No strongly worded letters. No investigations to nowhere. Just cut off the source. Now consider that this same pattern, government money in, prices go up. College, tuition, healthcare, defense, and every other industry with a guaranteed government buyer. Yeah. Pepsi was the one company, one product line, one program. Imagine what would happen if the subsidies stop across the board. Yeah. See this graph? This is the people on welfare. 70% of Hispanics, 52% of blacks, 38% of Asians, 33% of whites. And most of these Hispanics came within the last 4 years. At least half of all the Nicaraguans, 470,000. Now, how many U.S. citizens are in other countries? How many U.S. citizens are fleeing to Mexico? I'd say it's probably 0.002%. Because there's some expats out there. All right. Interesting. Well, you know what? Let's go to this clip before we go to the calls. This shows where we're at. This is clip 19. Okay. American bought a computer to do work, but needs a HP subscription for the printer. Bought the printer, bought the ink. No, it's not good enough. You need a subscription. Here it is, clip 19.
Since when did we live in a world where we have to have a subscription for everything? What do you mean this computer doesn't already have Microsoft and stuff on it? I was using Word just fine. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, sorry, you don't have a subscription. Subscription? Shouldn't your ass already be on the computer? I bought a computer to write stuff on. Why can't I write? You don't have a subscription. Okay. Gets the subscription, goes to print something. Oh, sorry, you don't have an HP Instant Ink subscription. You can't print. What do you mean? It's fully loaded with ink. We got two of them. Color, black and white. Everything you need. Right in there. Sorry, you also need a subscription. Like, tell me why I'm just trying to write a simple document and print it out and it just cost me $25.99. My stuff that I already paid for. $25.99. I haven't even left my house. Costing me money.
That's right. You want heated seats? Pay a subscription. You want GPS? Pay a subscription. Right here is the caller screen. Right in front of me is the caller screen. It says all the callers' names. During our Wiccan caller, was her name Leslie? It started to update, auto update, because at 10 in the morning, Microsoft says, I need an update. Why? Probably to install. We're probably going to need a subscription to turn this TV on soon. Got to have a subscription. But what's going to happen is people are going to stop using these programs. People are going to start. We may even go to Linux. You think we'll go to Linux soon? No, he's shaking his head. No,
We will stay in Microsoft ecosystem. It is good. We love Microsoft. Oh, boy. All right, let's go to Anthony in Florida. I know we have that caller. Look, it's coming back on now. It's been off for about 20 minutes updating. Why? Because it was working. That's why it needs to update, so it can update some glitches. Here we go. Anthony in Florida, how you doing today?
Hey, what's going on, Rob? Thanks for taking my call, brother.
Yep.
Hey, man, I just want to talk a little bit about Trump alienating his base and then segueing to the Epstein files.
Oh, you think? You think he's done that?
Oh, gosh. I mean, so let's just start off with what's going on in Washington. I mean, Swampy Susie, the hive mind that is just controlling everything at this point, the decisions that are here making are disgusting. I mean, the DOJ obviously just completely covering up the Epstein files and the satanic, bloodthirsty pedophiles. But then in the recent days, Sherry's on the tops. He's out there endorsing all these rhino candidates in Florida. Salazar, the Dignity Act pusher, sitting there saying that she wants to give illegals amnesty so you can have cheaper strawberries. Then you go ahead and push over to Corey Mills, stolen valor, scumbag, lying Muslim convert, POS, who just used his time in the military as an ambulance driver, lied on a bunch of stuff to better position himself in Congress to make money. Instead of serving his constituents, padding his bank accounts with all his shady arms deals. Let me tell you a little something. I'm a 20-year Green Beret. I left my blood on the soil in Afghanistan. I put buddies in body bags over there. And nothing disgusts me more when I hear about stolen valor and people better than themselves off lies. And Trump just went out and endorsed that dude. The next thing he's going to do, he's going to start endorsing Mike Lawler from upstate New York. Democrat with a Republican name, pushing the Dignity Act. And then also, he's the same guy. He voted on all this Obamacare subsidies. Then you got Don Piggyback Bacon's over there. Same thing. I mean, all the moves this guy are making, it seems like the Trump train just hit a wall and stopped. I don't understand. The blueprint ahead is to listen to Mark Mitchell. He's got his pulse on the voters. If Trump would just sit down and listen to what that guy's saying, we would be pushing in the right direction.
Oh, yeah. And Mark went to visit him. And said that exactly what everything you're saying. He said, "Hey, you listen to me. I'm trying to help you, dude." And he's like, "Oh, but the stock market. Hold on, the stock market."
Oh God! I mean, yeah, that's the playbook. Like he thinks that we care about what the billionaires are making and the millionaires.
Yeah,
and what's not. And we need Main Street issues. What really needs to happen is you need to fire Swampy Susie, make Mark Mitchell the chief of staff, and that plane will glide in and land. But that also has to happen with him sitting here moving with the Epstein files. Fire Pam Bondi, put in Sidney Powell, some kind of pit bull that is going to go after and actually represent the DOJ. This cover-up is disgusting. I've been a Trump voter 3 times, but the blood is on his hands if he continues to cover this up. He's going to be covered in the dirt. Howard Lutnick, great guy, does a good job. Sorry, buddy, you're tainted. You've got to go.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure there's somebody else that could do his job. There's another absolutely person out there that's not tainted with cannibal pedo blood.
How are the Europeans having accountability on this stuff, and we're just sitting back?
Right.
That's just disgusting. And then the last point I want to say
sure. Is
that, hey, you got a bunch. I'm a retired Green Beret. You got a bunch of Navy SEALs, Rangers, Delta guys, Green Berets out there who are freshly retired, still put the kid on, we can still run and gun. Make a task force, bed with the U.S. Marshals, and let's start targeting these pedophiles and taking them down. Read them just like an HVI in Afghanistan. Hard knocks, and start bringing some justice for the American people. I guarantee you would have so many people volunteer for that,
yep,
you wouldn't be able to keep up. And the dominoes are going to start falling. I don't know if you've been watching what Ian Carroll's been doing and his new app coming out with web, but we are going to start getting these files and they're just going to start getting broke down at a cyclic rate of fire. I mean, he came out the other day and pushed what this app is going to do, and he's doing some final checks on it. He's going to release it next week, and it is going to be flooding in like a fire hose. But the only thing I got to say to Ian and his tech buddies doing it, you guys better watch out. There's a bunch of tiny cats that are going to be pissed off and kill people for this kind of stuff.
Right.
Because it's going to be coming, the dominoes are going to start falling, and then the last thing is the victims need to come out and start naming names and dropping dimes. Elon said he's going to bankroll you. You got to do it.
Yep.
And then we got to just start getting accountability in this country because it is disgusting. And if Trump doesn't do something, people are going to give him the middle finger at the midterms, and we are going to be in the Democrat rule again, and that is going to be a horrible place for our country.
I agree. Everything you said is on target. Totally on target. Thanks for calling, Anthony. Appreciate your service. And yeah, I can't fault any of that. I think let's deputize via the U.S. Marshals, newly retired and discharged armed servicemen to go out and clean house, because there's plenty of people out there that are sick and tired of this. We're sick and tired of it. Like I said, pedo tolerance level. Right here. We got to get it to here. Okay, we have a clip. This is breaking news from Tim Walz is responding to Tom Homan. I'm interested to see what Tiny Tim has to say. Let's go to it right now. Clip 27.
Minnesotans. Over the past 6 weeks, the state of Minnesota and the people of this great state have endured an unprecedented federal invasion.
Because you won't work with them, dumbass.
Our sense of normalcy was shook to the core. The trauma that's been inflicted, certainly across the immigrant community, but to every single Minnesotan, is unlike anything we've witnessed. We've been through challenges. We've been through natural disasters. We've been through COVID. But this is something that I don't think any state has ever experienced. And through that entire time, the dignity,
I never sent people to shoot pepper balls at people to get back
the
in their
love,
homes.
The care, and the absolute determination to do what was right never wavered amongst Minnesotans, whether it was standing in minus 40 degrees temperatures or it was delivering food to a family that simply wanted to feed their children. Minnesotans never wavered.
Because we can't work with the feds to deport criminals. Grateful. That's not in our DNA.
I think it's probably safe to say the rest of the country will be forever grateful, because they showed what it means to stand up for what's right, to stand up for the true
That's
principles
right.
of
That's
this
right.
country.
It's right to keep criminals here in the United States.
The Constitution, and to stand with human decency.
That's right.
And so
more meth, more
I want
meth.
To note that the announcement today by Mr. Homan, we are cautiously optimistic, as we've said, and that this surge of untrained, aggressive federal agents are going to leave Minnesota. And I guess they'll go wherever they're going to go. But the fact of the matter is, they left us with deep damage, generational trauma. They left us with economic ruin in some cases.
They took away our criminals.
They left us with many unanswered questions. Where are our children?
We have the right to keep our criminals here.
The process of the investigations
in Minnesota
into those that
making leering centers
were responsible for the deaths of Renee and Alex. So while the federal government may move on to whatever next thing they want to do, the state of Minnesota and our administration is unwaveringly focused on the recovery
criminals.
Of what they did.
Yeah, protecting criminals. Good job, Tim Walz. Good job. You know, when your citizens start getting killed again by illegal aliens, we're just going to be like, you know, we tried to get them out, bro. You didn't want them. You wanted them there. You love your Somalis. Oh, they so good. Oh, they so sweet. We love our leering centers. All right. Let's go. I got 4 minutes. Let's go to James in Indiana. Go ahead, James. How you doing?
Pretty soon you need a subscription to wipe your butt. But no, I'd like you to do a jailhouse interview with Nicholas Danley that admitted to killing a pedophile. You know, if InfoWars would do Nicholas Danley posters, I'd put one in my wife's garage. If we had 100 Nicholas Danleys, we could get rid of this pedophile problem in the country. It's absolutely disgusting.
Is he? He's not the guy that shot the pedo that got his son, right, when he was on the phone. Is that the same guy?
No, this is out of, I believe it's out of Elkhart, Indiana. One of his relatives was being screwed with, and he admitted right on live TV. One of the New York newspapers did a thing. It says he took out the trash or something like that by killing a pedophile. I mean, down in Texas, he'd probably get an award, but here in Indiana, they throw you in prison.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, they almost got Kyle Rittenhouse, too, for killing a pedophile.
Yeah, you need to get him on there and do a jailhouse interview with this guy.
Nicholas Stanley. I wrote it down. I'll check it out.
All right, thanks for your time.
Yep. Thanks for calling. Bye. Thanks for calling, James. I agree. I mean, I don't have any love lost for pedophiles. We don't need them. They're sick people, and I don't think they can be cured. There's some protesters support Elkhart man charged with murder. Call for stricter sex offender penalties. Oh, in Minnesota, you get protected by the governor. He's like, these are our pedos. We love our pedos. Okay, let's go to Jordan in New Jersey. The group that owns the DOJ and FBI is the root of the deep state. Go ahead, Jordan.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
I'm good.
Good. If this was hot a couple years ago, I think Alex had him on. It's probably more than a couple years ago, but I just want to remind everybody about Dr. Timothy Schindler, who... You can still look this up on joehoff.com under what is really going on. So Laura Logan on the shadow government within the government, CIGIE. And Barr was a part of it. All the major players, Merrick Garland, Ted Grassley is involved with it. But 1978, basically, in the wake of the Watergate scandal, where they basically deposed Richard Nixon, through the whole intrigue that happened there, and during basically the trilateral rule of Jimmy Carter and various people in the Congress that were all running things at that time, they set up something that basically sectioned off the DOJ and the FBI from full control of the president. And that's been ongoing now since that time. So no matter what president's in power, that unit that's been set up is acting as a separate government. And that's why you don't see any of these prosecutions, why district court judges basically control who gets appointed to local, U.S. attorney's offices and so forth, and why you see nothing getting done and no indictments and all the rest. And so with all this salacious talk about the Epstein files, with these people admitting they're committing these crimes and no one's doing anything or seems to be scared, it's because there is no way to have justice under this system. President's not in control of that whatsoever. Hasn't been since 78. So, we have to remind ourselves of this and try to refocus and look at the actual causes of these things instead of symptoms. And I just want to remind everybody that today. I urge everybody to look up CIGIE the basis for it and understand that's why the DOJ and the FBI basically is the way it is. And it will never change. James Comey was part of it. All these people that have thrown monkey wrenches and caused great harm to our country operating as a shadow government, and it needs to be destroyed and undone if we are to survive as a republic. And I just want to remind everybody of that through this time.
Thank you for that call, Jordan. I agree with you. And when we come back, I got an old clip of Ron Paul talking about how corrupt the FBI is. This predates, it doesn't predate 78, but it's an old clip. We're coming right back.
I have told the folks at Bigley, I said, I want to have the widest selection of combat daggers, trench knives, folding knives, you name it, that are high-quality brands that you buy in bulk that are very competitively priced, and then support the broadcast, because I love knives. I know you love knives. They have finally gotten a whole bunch of the knives that were sold out back in, and they've gotten a bunch of new, really nice flip knives that I went out and told them what brands I liked, what was going on, and they were able to get it. And so a bunch of the knives that sold out a few months ago, they're back in. And then these bad boys right here. I mean, these are absolutely amazing. Flip really easy and locks for you. This is Forest Green, murdered out. It's got my little signature on it, so it's a little piece of history. This is a great knife. This knife sells in stores for $75 all day long. We're selling it for 40-something and even bigger discounts, up to 50% off right now. Some of these knives are as low as $20 a piece. It's a great memento. It's a great gift for your friends and family, and it funds the operation. Go there now. We've got also the Murdered Out Black, and I love how it's that Kydex, and it's got that real fine engraving on it, so it gives you that great feeling, that great... Because I got sent hundreds of knives from dozens of companies, and I'm the one that chose all these. And these are from really good companies, really good quality, and it's just a great deal. And so do your knife shopping at thealexjonesstore.com. But let me tell you what's back in stock. We have the new ones, Alex Jones Blackout Folding Knife, 7.65 assisted opening folding knife, 3.5 high carbon Damascus blade, 1095 plus 515N20. This is all quality. D2 steel, black PVD coating, and stonewash finish, 3.3 millimeter black thickness, black G10 handle for a secure grip, 15.5 millimeter handle thickness for confident hand feel, ball bearing pivot system for smooth deployment. I mean, it's a nice quality knife. All black, blackout finished. I call it Murdered Out. Fast, decisive, assisting, operating, limited production, live before it sells out. And then we've got the same knife, but it's silver blade folding knife. If you like that, it's got a nice little hook on the end so you can tie it to things. The forest green folding knife that is my close second, really a sexy knife. Same as the other one, it's just got that forest green. Call it forest, it's kind of like an in-between forest and olive, but nice. Kind of Border Patrol. I call it Border Patrol green. Let's change the name, Border Patrol green. That's actually what it is. This bad boy. These all sold out, but they always hold back a few hundred in case orders come in later or whatever. So tip of the spear, Spartan, trench knife with brass knuckles, Murdered Out, and the Skull Crusher. A few hundred of those. They held back a few of these. It had sold out, but there's about 200 left. The Vlice Fire with this beauty limited edition. That funds the operation as well. It's a little different. Skull Crusher is as big. Alex Jones Phantom Folding Knife. This has been sold out. They only got 500 of these the first run. Sold out in one day. It is back. They got 1,000 of them. And it's just a great knife. Really sleek and really strong. Very well made. You've got it in orange. Alex Jones Burnt Orange Folding Knife. I like that. Now we've got the Alex Jones Ring Blade. This sold out the quickest last time. That's an amazing product. And they're up to 50% off right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, get some ultramethylene blue and take advantage of the very best supplements in the world. We'll be right back. Thanks for funding the Second American Revolution worldwide.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Rob Duke. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, we got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I got six callers on the line. I want to get to some videos, especially this demon-possessed trans shooter. And I want to play Ron Paul talking about the FBI. And I got James Vanderbeek has left this mortal realm. But he has some wisdom I'm going to impart to you in the last 3 minutes of the show. So we got a long way to go and a short time to get there. But before we do that, I have not plugged at all today. And I just got a text from Bigley and they're like, hey, if we do this, will you plug? In honor of Alex Jones's 52nd birthday, which was yesterday. He turned 52 yesterday. 52% off site-wide. Everything's 52% off. Pull it up. Pull up the store. There it is. Over 50% off on these best-selling products right there. 52% off in honor of Alex Jones's 52nd birthday. Methylene Red, Colostrum, Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Life Force, the Balm, the Tallow Balm with Methylene Blue in it. So many products. The Atomic Defense. The Shilajit gummies, which I already mentioned. All of it is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. 52% off. We have some bundles. We have, you can get individual products. You can get subscriptions, and then you don't have to think about it. It just shows up. You can become a VIP member, $30 a month, and you get $40 in store credit every month. So you get an extra $10 that you can spend. So if your purchases that you get are around $40, get a subscription. Then you're going to save $10 a month. And it supports everything we do here. Yesterday, Wars of the Info made a really nice birthday wish message to Alex. And here it is. This is how we'll end this plug. Here it is.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to take time out of my supervillain day to say happy birthday. Let's double up on the chemtrails today. Happy birthday, Alex. Hope it's a good one. Happy 52nd birthday, Big Al. Let the good times roll, baby. Hey, Alex, it's your old pal Larry Fink here at BlackRock. Just wanted to wish you a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Alex, from your old pal Dr. Fauci. Here's to another great year.
Well, I just want to thank everybody for the birthday wishes today. I really feel special, and I'll continue to fight the info war.
So go to thealexjonesstore.com and get 52% off some of our amazing supplements. We had a caller calling in talking about the methylene blue. I take the methylene blue capsules one every other day, not because I want it to last long, because I don't need any more than that. And I don't take more than I need, and I don't need more than I take. And let me tell you, no more brain fog. I went to bed last night around 1:30 a.m. after getting ready for the show, woke up at 6:30, immediately was wide awake. I'm tired, but there's no brain fog. And that is, I think, the biggest key for me with methylene blue is the loss of brain fog. And some people say it also helps with hangovers. So take that and do with what you will. Now let's go to Ron Paul explaining how the FBI has been corrupt since the beginning, which goes with our last caller. Go ahead.
You know, most of our history, we didn't have those institutions. The FBI came in during the First World War. And interestingly enough, the one thing that Woodrow Wilson did, he used the FBI to spy on American citizens and actually arrest them if they disagreed with his foreign policy about going to war in Europe. And isn't it interesting how recent they used it in the Vietnam era? Democrats used it there, and Republicans used the FBI to spy on 100 different groups in this country, including the churches, who disagree with the policy in Central America. It almost looks like the FBI was designed to spy on Americans who might be disagreeing with policy, especially the foreign policy. So the FBI, although I don't think I can condemn everything they've ever done, because I'm sure some of the investigations and investigation of crime has been beneficial, but that could be accomplished through Justice Department within our states. We wouldn't reject that portion of it. But I think the FBI has kept and continues to keep a lot of records on a lot of individuals. The CIA has only been here since 1947. Their record is lousy. I mean, just think of the CIA used by the Democratic administration to...
Oh, Ron Paul's the gift that keeps on giving. If we had only elected him as president in 2008, we probably wouldn't be in this mess. He wouldn't have bailed out the banks. He would have said, you know what? The banks failed. We're not going to privatize or make their losses public and privatize their profits. We're not going to do it anymore. But, you know, we don't want to be called racist. So we elected a black man and his trans wife. Okay, let's go. Okay, Andrew in New Jersey says it's disgusting to attack Trump for calling out Epstein. I agree with you, but... I don't say it's disgusting, but, you know, the buck stops with Trump, and we have a DOJ and an FBI that are just saying there's no there there. Do you think there's no there there? Do you think these emails are fake, or what's going on, Andrew?
Yeah, I just want to say, too, though, it's a family show, but I agree with the castration of pedos and
too.
The guillotine. But with the black pedo, you'd need a bigger blade. Sorry. Sorry about that.
The pedo team. The pedo team.
But I wanted to say, too, very quickly on... Ron Paul, I like everything he said, but a slight disagreement with bailing out the banks. The only time banks should be bailed out is when they were told by the government to give subprime loans and they were fined and called racist. So when the government tells you you have to give loans out, or you have, if you open a restaurant, what type of food, and then you fail, so they should be bailed out, only the ones that were bullied and fined and slandered by the government to give out subprime loans, but not the ones that did it not at the behest of government. So I differentiate, because the government was sticking its nose. And also his son pointed that out in the debate, too, that it was the government with the housing that was pressuring the bank and got involved with Fannie and Freddie. But anyway, I want to say with Trump, it was true, but I think what they're saying is that Trump was not involved in a nefarious, illegal way with Epstein. Just like the economy, there was inflation, but it was caused by Biden, not Trump. So that's when he uses the word hoax. But I just think it's despicable that those who cover for pedos, to me, they're even worse, because they don't bring Clinton in, who said, I'm just friends with the guy that owns the island. Imagine saying that to your wife, like, I'm not going on vacation with you, honey, this year. I'm going to a place called Pedophile Island, but I don't sleep with the underage prostitutes. I'm just friends with the guy who's child sex trafficked.
It's cool. It's cool. It's all billionaires. We just drink a little blood, and there's a dentist chair there. I get my teeth worked on.
That's why InfoWars, you have to bring back the Bill Clinton race whistle, rape, you know, whistle.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, it was one last example with the U.S. gymnastics team in the past. The trainer was molesting the athletes, and they covered for it.
The FBI covered up for it.
To that, like, you know, it's horrendous. And the, you know, the ministers there. So to me, they're even worse, because they're not sick like a pedo is sick. So people that are not afflicted with that sickness, it's not something they have to overcome, yet they're still covering up. So it's just despicable, the ones that cover up for the pedos. But guillotine them and get those Bill Clinton rape whistles back. Thanks.
And you know, we don't have to chop their heads off. Just chop their wee-wees off. Boom. It's done. Oh, that hurt? Now you got to pee through a plastic funnel. Too bad. You know, there was a headline, and it was, I think it was, check this out, Sean. Sandusky pimped out young boys to either high-dollar donors or something like that. It's a Business Insider article. Something about Jerry Sandusky, who was up at Penn State, was pimping out young boys to high-dollar donors at Penn State. You know, we don't even talk about that anymore. Pimped out young boys to rich. No, there it is. And it's funny. Mark Madden went on WEEI in Boston and reported that rumor. I mean, Jerry Sandusky's still in jail. Sandusky pimped out boys. It's a rumor. Why is he in jail for it? Oh, or his house backed up to the playground where the kid, it was either elementary school or middle school kids were playing. Sick stuff, man. And it's everywhere. It's, you know, it's not just in government. That was Penn State football. I went to Penn State for 1 year, but, you know, I went on up to the main campus. I was going to transfer up there. Didn't get a good feeling about it. No, didn't get a good feeling, so I went somewhere else. Okay, let's go to Dave in Pennsylvania. He's disappointed in Roger Stone. Why are you disappointed in Roger?
Hey, Rob, thanks for taking my call. I was disappointed, you know, he claims, and I believe him, that he's a Christian, and how his wife, he owes his wife's recovery to Jesus and everything. But when Alex was pressing about, you know, the pedophiles on the Epstein list, he said Americans were more concerned with hamburger and the economy. And from what I'm reading, there was an article on LinkedIn about Pam Bondi saying if they had to prosecute everybody on the Epstein list, that it would collapse. Most of the sediment, including mine, is leaded.
Oh, I'm going to cry. If our system might collapse if we stop blood drinking pedophiles?
It's going to probably collapse anyhow. But
I know, yeah.
At least it'll collapse with decent people in it, you know. I think, like you said, we have to keep pressing the issue and settle for nothing less. And if Trump's not going to do it, and our Department of Criminals isn't going to do it, we have to do it ourselves.
I agree.
You know, it's funny. I didn't know you lived in Allegheny County. I live over in Westmoreland.
I lived in Westmoreland. I lived outside of Murraysville.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm in Greensburg, and we're much different than the people who live in Allegheny County.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. In the first Trump election, Westmoreland's traditionally Democrat county, but it went to Trump. I was proud of that. I went to Penn Trafford.
Well, I live out in Unity, and we're the largest Republican stronghold. And, you know, if you look at Pennsylvania, we're 67 counties, and 60, I think three or four of them are as red as my neck. And we get dictated to by Philadelphia, Bucks, Erie, and Allegheny.
Yep. No, and that's, you know what, that's how it is everywhere. You get out of the city, and it's normal people wanting to live normal lives. You get in the city, it's just festering with corruption and fake voters, fake registrations. In fact, let's play this clip. This is clip 21. This is just in Georgia. Abandoned house in Fulton County, which is outside of Atlanta. 19 people registered to vote in it. Abandoned house. Here it is. Clip 21.
Jason, how many people are currently registered to vote from here?
You know, there were 20 people whenever I first stumbled upon it, but now, you know, Fulton County's done a great job. They're down to 19, so maybe a few more years we can get down to 18.
Exactly.
This by far is my personal favorite, because there actually is a house for once, but the house is, well, I don't know if you would call that a house. Let's just put it that way.
Got some good airflow.
Yes. Yes.
And as we could tell, they've definitely recently moved out. And if it's hard to tell anybody that this is a place where people are registered to vote from, you can definitely see that there's a mailbox so people can actually leave the ballot in case 19 people request a ballot from here. I think that in all seriousness, that's good. This is absurd.
There it is. I mean, that's just one of many that people are finding. Just, you know, it is regular citizens going, because obviously the government doesn't care. They like having that power base. They like getting fake voters so they can do whatever they want. So, yeah, Dave, we need to get to the PTL, the pedo tolerance level. And until we get there, nothing's going to change. All right, let's go to Donnie Darko. Go ahead, Donnie, calling out of California.
Hello, Dad. No, I was kidding. Everything is converging on this whole death cult thing, okay? Everything, like, people just need to realign their priorities, make this their, like, life's mission, because that's what it's, dude, I think this is what it's about. Like, yeah, you know, pursue a career and all this stuff, you know, but I think, like, unless we do something about this, then, because everyone's realizing that their whole lives and all this pursuit is just built on lies if we don't, like, tackle this issue, okay? And I wanted to talk about a movie that, like, relates to this, if we have time. Can we do this?
Yeah, quickly. Go ahead.
Okay, quickly. All right. So it's a 2009 movie called The Informers. It has Mickey Rourke in it. I don't know if you guys seen it. It's based off of short stories by the same guy who wrote American Psycho and Less Than Zero.
Mm-hmm.
Both really good books and movies. Okay, so in it, all right. And this is what's so crazy about this, dude. Okay, so what it is, everyone needs to watch it. Alex Jones, you need to watch it, dude. It'll all make sense. Like, you'll get like a spiritual signal when you watch this movie. Okay. So a British rock star, it starts off, because it's about L.A. socialites, okay, their parents are producers. It's a movie that's not really about anything. It's clearly just about a message, okay? So a British rock star, he has sex with a 14-year-old, okay? He gets a phone call. He goes, Lucifer, he's bleeding, okay? So, okay, then, because I went scene by scene, okay? The next scene is Mickey Rourke kidnaps a 16-year-old girl, and then he asks her, she's seen some really messed up stuff you can't imagine. Okay. She looks drugged out. She says she saw stuff that she didn't like. Okay. Cause So Rockstar is at a producer's apartment and they both watch him go into a room with an underage girl. The girl has braces. They clearly see it that she's underage. They go in the room. Okay. So that's one aspect.
So this movie is basically describing what's going on now, the way the industry is. So it's like sort of a revelation of the method is what I think you're saying. Well, hey, I got to jump.
Right, and
but go ahead. Give your last sentence. Go.
Okay, well, so Mickey Rourke drives around and kidnaps a 10-year-old boy. He says he's for people that he met in West L.A. They'll pay $6,000 to $7,000 for a kid like that.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, exactly. It's revelation of the method. Yeah. All right. I gotta go. I can't get to all this other stuff I want to get to. I want to show people the face of evil right here. This is what happens when a demon enters your body, either through SSRIs or too much DMT. Because apparently he was on DMT, mushrooms, weed, plus he was taking a bunch of SSRIs. But this is what you get, and hormone blockers. This is Jesse Van Rootslaar, the trans shooter from yesterday's shooting in Canada. Here's what they sound like. Literally Joker behavior. This poor kid is trapped. He's been chemically lobotomized. And this is what you get. This is America right now. This is North America. That's what we're going through. Too many drugs. Sorry, Donnie, I had to cut you off there. Let's go to Michael in Marble Falls. Bondi's inability and also the subscription crap. Go ahead, Michael.
Yes, I really think that Bondi ought to get terminated and they put somebody in there to actually get some prosecutions going. And also, I'm kind of fed up with the subscription stuff. Every item you buy, a printer, a phone, every time you turn around, they want a subscription. So that's not making America affordable. It's just they lower the prices of food, but then they turn around and raise more money, you know, through greed.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all.
Well, hey, here's what President Trump had to say today. AG Pam Bondi under intense fire from Trump deranged radical left lunatics. I guess I'm one of them. I don't know, because I thought what she did was horrible. Was fantastic at yesterday's hearing on the never-ending saga of Jeffrey Epstein. The only reason it's never-ending is because you haven't arrested anybody. Where the one thing that has been proven conclusively, much to their chagrin, was that President Donald Trump has been 100% exonerated of the ridiculous Russia type charges. Actually, it was the slimeball Democrats and many of them big donors and politicians that have all been proven guilty. Guilty of what? What? What, Donald? What are they guilty of? What are they guilty of? Loser, sanctimonious, rhino Congressman Thomas Massie made a total fool of himself yesterday, fighting aimlessly against a hopeless agenda of hate and stupidity, as most clearly stated by his crashing job approval numbers in the great Commonwealth of Kentucky. Wow. So, a glowing endorsement. Sorry, bro. You need to arrest some of these people. And until you do that, we're literally this poor kid laughing, trapped inside our bodies, wondering what the hell is going on. Okay, let's go to Mike in Michigan. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, I just wanted to mention that we do have alternatives to these monthly fees that they want to charge. And yep. You had mentioned Microsoft Excel and Word. I've used the Word Perfect Suite for years. It's a great alternative, and I looked today, it's like $175 on their website, and then you own it. And
I got one better for you. We used to use openoffice.org, and it was free. It had Word, it had Excel, everything, free, openoffice.org.
Yep, I remember that one too. Linux is definitely a very good alternative, and you know, I just want to mention, we have power to do this. I'm not going to buy a printer that I have to pay a monthly fee. It's not going to happen. Somebody out there will sell a printer that will not have this monthly fee.
Yep.
And what also goes along with this is these guys in women's sports, if these women just say, hey, we're not going to compete.
Yeah.
You show up with a guy on your team, we will not compete. I guarantee after a while, they may win their trophies or whatever, but after a while, they'll realize that this is useless. And
I agree. We have to stop giving our consent to this. Thank you for the call, Mike. I got one last video we're going to go to. This is James Vanderbeek, who died just the other day of cancer. And this is 3 minutes about what he's learned being on this earth, having success, but most success he had in is building a family. So this is a final video of the day. Thank you for watching. I'll be back some other time.
Today's my birthday, and it has been the hardest year of my life, and I wanted to share something that I learned with y'all. When I was younger, I used to define myself as an actor, right? Which was never really all that fulfilling. And then I became a husband, and that was much better. And then I became a father, and that was the ultimate. I could define myself then as a loving, capable, strong, supportive husband, father, provider, steward of the land that we're so lucky to live on. And for a long time, that felt like a really good definition to the question, you know, who am I? What am I? And then this year, I had to look my own mortality in the eye. I had to come nose to nose with death. And all of those definitions that I cared so deeply about were stripped from me. I was away for treatment, so I could no longer be a husband that was helpful to my wife. I could no longer be a father who could pick up his kids and put them to bed and be there for them. I could not be a provider because I wasn't working. I couldn't even be a steward of the land because at times I was too weak to prune all the trees during the window that you're supposed to prune them. And so I was faced with the question, if I am just a too skinny, weak guy alone in an apartment with cancer, what am I? And I meditated, and the answer came through, I am worthy of God's love simply because I exist. And if I'm worthy of God's love, shouldn't I also be worthy of my own? And the same is true for you. And as I move through this healing portal toward recovery, I wanted to share that with you because I think that revelation that came to me was due in no small part to all the prayers and the love that had been directed toward me. So I offer that to you. However it sits in your consciousness, however it resonates, run with it. And if the word God trips you up, I certainly don't know. I can't claim to know what God is or explain God. My efforts to connect to God are an ongoing process that is a constant unfolding mystery to me. But if it's a trigger, it feels too religious, you can take the word God out, and your mantra can simply be, I am worthy of love. Because you are.
Words to live by, people.
Thank you for the love and prayers, everyone. Have a blessed day.
I see through a rose-colored darkly. That means I'm trying to tell you the truth, but I'm not always right just about 98% of the time. And bad guys of every stripe don't want this show on the air. But you're the good guys. You have to decide, hey, this guy's a fighter. This guy stood up for this. This guy has an incredible track record. We want to support him. And then I'm going to sell you something that really works so you love it and you get it again and again. And Bigly, our great sponsor, those yellowshowstore.com, no matter what happens, InfoWars, we continue on the Alex's network that's been built. So Key said, Alex, you keep getting it wrong. We don't have 84% reorder on Ultramethylene Blue. We don't have 76% reorder on the supplements and average. You're reading that wrong. That's on total customers. We have a 97% reorder from anybody that orders at thealexandstore.com. Well, that's a testament to you guys out there supporting us and how great the products are. Nobody, I mean, a site that has a 20% reorder is seen as successful. That is you being steadfast supporters, and I want to thank you. So we're running the biggest sale of the year right now, over 50% off on Ultramethylene Blue, on the Bovine Colostrum, on the new Methylene Red that's proprietary to us, on the Shilajit Complex, the Irish Sea Moss, Atomic Defense, and more. But it's only run until next Monday. Got 6 days to take action. TheAlexShowStore.com. Takes money to fight a war. We're fighting a war. Plus, the products are great. So please, get yours now. Over 50% off, but it's an alert. Only a few days left. Thank you so much.